Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, April 5th. I'm Sue.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
Now, coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. But first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we start with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:27 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:54 p.m. The weather for the coming week will be cloudy with highs of 14 degrees centigrade, that's 57 degrees Fahrenheit in old money.
Now it's time for our weekly sight loss tip. Do you struggle reading digital or printed information? If so, there are a couple of simple tips which can make life easier if you are reading on a computer. Use an easy read font, such as Arial or Verdana, in 16 point. Use uppercase and lowercase and try to avoid bold block writing as it is harder to read. Use high contrast colours such as black on white or black on a pastel yellow or blue or an inverted scheme to maximise the contrast. When it comes to receiving information from other people, please make sure you ask for it to be provided in an accessible format. The NHS expects its healthcare organisations to adhere to the Accessible Information Standard, meaning patients should expect information is provided to them in a format that is most suitable.
Now we'll take a look at what's on in the area. Would you like to swim yourself trim? You can come and join the Beacon Centre at Central Baths in Wolverhampton on April the 18th. We'll be taking to the water between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. Please note there is a £1 activities charge for this activity in addition to the entrance fee. To find out more or to book a spot, call Tim on 01902 880111.
Fancy trying your hand at fishing? Come and enjoy the scenery of Arbroughton Moat whilst we see who can catch the most on a Beacon Centre activised day out. It will take place on April the 21st and will be leaving the Beacon Centre at 10:30 a.m. and returning around 3 p.m. You will need to ensure you bring a packed lunch with you and your sense of humour for an all-round good day out. The cost of this activity is £15, including transport, and to book a place, call Tim on 01902 800 111.
He is a pop icon of modern times, and singer Rick Astley will be performing at the Symphony Hall in Birmingham this month. The star behind hits such as Never Going to Give You Up will be appearing at the venue on April the 15th and 16th. This follows what already been a whirlwind year for him, from an original run of shows in April that all sold out immediately, to a BBC Radio 2 A-list single, Keep Singing, which raked in nearly 1.8 million views on Vevo and has been streamed over 600,000 times on Spotify. Tickets are priced between £23.50 and £38. To book, call 0121 780 333.
There will be a vintage memorabilia and collector's fair taking place in Stourbridge this month, the first of its kind in the area. Taking place at the bonded warehouse in the town, there will be more than 30 specialist dealers who will be offering collectibles and memorabilia donated by the general public and celebrities from the world of show business and sport. It will take place at the venue on Canal Street on April the 30th from 10 a.m. and admission is £2. The event will be supporting the Alzheimer's Society.
Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Louise. Now it's time to find out what's happening at the Beacon Centre. Did you know the Beacon Centre offers a free telephone befriending and support service for those with sight loss? Link Line offers support from volunteer callers, most of whom are themselves living with sight loss. The aim is to help raise awareness of the advice and support which is available and combat loneliness and isolation by offering companionship along with the chance to build confidence and independence. It also offers peace of mind for family members that their relatives are receiving regular contact. The service is free to those living in the Wolverhampton area, And to find out more, call 01902 886 792. You may have heard of the couple of events being organised by the Beacon Centre in our events roundup, but here are some of other things happening this month. On April the 13th, our rowing club is hosting a special session, which will feature a barbecue and a row between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. at Dudley Watersport Centre at Lodge Farm that's in Netherton. Sessions cost £5, and if you can't make it that day, the group meets regularly. To find out more or book a spot, call Tim on 01902 880 111. On April the 19th, Brian Walters will be giving our Active Eyes group a guided tour of the beautiful Northacote Farm in Wolverhampton, which is surrounded by nature and the sounds of farm animals. The tour will take place between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and group members are meeting in the tea room. If you'd like to join them, call Tim on 01902 880 111. Lastly, if you fancy learning the basics of sign language, come along to the Beacon Centre on April the 27th. We will be teaching Level 1 in a free and fun session running between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. And to find out more about that, call Tim on 01902 880 111. Now, in other site loss news, guests and volunteers say they fear for the future of a Lake District hotel for blind and partially sighted people. The Windermere Manor Hotel was put up for sale by its owner, the charity Guide Dogs, for offers of more than £1.5 million last month. The 35-bedroom Victorian property on Rayrig Road, Windermere, has been described as the jewel in Cumbria's crown, where visually impaired people can take a holiday in safety, with experienced staff and skilled volunteers. Guide Dogs is also selling the Clifton Hotel in Devon. The bidding deadline was the end of last month, and a Guide Dog spokesperson said the charity was hopeful that among these bids would be parties looking to take on the hotels as a going concern. However, amid uncertainty over the Windermere Manor's future, guests and volunteer guides have said they would be devastated if the hotel closed or stopped catering specifically for holidaymakers with sight loss. Bill and Gail Guest of Leyland are both completely blind and have been staying at the hotel since it opened 20 years ago. It would be a total disaster if the hotel was not kept on as a going concern, said grandfather of two, Mr. Guest, a retired BP administrator. They are totally geared up towards looking after us as blind people. The staff go out of their way to be as helpful as they can. The couple appreciate facilities such as dog beds, grooming areas and an exercise paddock for their guide dogs. They say the companionship offered by sighted volunteers on outings and themed breaks, from theatre to chess, nature to music, is unique and invaluable. I don't think these people realise just how important these things are. I cannot be more passionate than I am, said Mr. Guest. We've been into ordinary hotels where you're tense the whole time. The moment you walk through the doors of the manor, you're made to feel welcome and you can have a completely relaxing holiday, which you would never get in a normal hotel. Barbie Handley of Crosswaith is among 40 volunteer guides who accompany guests on everything from excursions to treks up Hevelin. She is urging people to fight to ensure that whoever purchases this particular hotel does not abandon its current clientele. Action for Blind People announced in August 2016 it had made the difficult decision to stop running these three hotels, including the Windermere Manor. In the last year, more than 4,500 guests have stayed at the hotel, a quarter of whom were blind or partially sighted guests and their families, friends or carers. The hotel's owner, Guide Dogs, said in a statement, "We understand how much the Windermere Manor means to our guide dog owners, and we have been actively encouraging offers to take it on as a going concern. As a charity, however, we are obliged by law to also consider the best value for money for the people we serve and our supporters." And with that final item, we'll now make our way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
It's goodbye from Sue.
And goodbye from Louise.